finally make it to the hotel after having one of the worst travel days in my life, waiting for a seat for the plane, not thinking I was going to get on, trying to get a rental car and not having luck. And if it wasn't for two people at the airport, I probably would be home. But with faith and nice people and everything, I finally make it to the hotel. And I'm exhausted. And I get my key. And I go up to the room. And I go down later to check out the pool and check out the hot tub. And I notice you sitting there in the lobby looking at me. And being I'm traveling alone, I'm a little hesitant to say anything to anyone. Girl's gotta protect herself. And all of a sudden I notice you get up. And you walk over to me. And we get this small talking about where you're from and what are you here for. And you say, I noticed when you walked in, you looked like you were really stressed and really tired. And I told you, yes, I was. And you say, well, why don't I buy you a drink? Help calm you down, help relax you. And after the day I had, I'm not going to turn it down. So I agree. And we go over to the bar and we have a drink. And then we talk and talk and talk about ourselves and weather and work and the city and things like that. And then I want another drink, so I get another drink. I figure I'm not driving, I'm staying in the hotel at night, so it won't hurt having a few more than just one. And I can notice it's starting to take a little effect on me. And I notice watching your body language that you're happy that it is. So I tell you, it's your whole plan of getting me drunk and taking advantage of me. And you have this little crooked smile on your face and you say, that was not the whole plan, but if that happened, I wouldn't turn it down. Which I kind of go, like that, because I kind of knew you were going to say that. There's something about how you look, tall, tan, your voice is calming after this long day. Normally I would be kind of put off by a guy saying that to me, but whether it's the alcohol or my exhaustion, it kind of turned me on. And I have another drink, and you can kind of tell by how I'm starting to wiggle around in the chair and flip my hair and make certain noises that you know is starting to have an effect on me. And I take a drink of my drink and I put it down and you lean closer to me and you say, you don't have to fight what you're feeling, you know, because I feel the same thing. And then you sit back up in your chair and you grab your drink. And I stare down at mine, kind of feeling a little shy. I tell you, but I don't do that kind of thing. I don't go to random cities and fuck random men. And you look at me and you go, well, you didn't have an ordinary day. At least let me relax you. At least let me take the stress away. That's what I want to hear, and I can't really argue with you with that, so we go upstairs to my room. All the time we're going upstairs, I'm wondering, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm crazy. What am I doing? And I know you're looking at me like, I can't wait to get her in there and just fuck her brains out or something. So we get in the room, and I get kind of shy and don't really know what to do. And you shut the door behind me. You turn me around, and you look at me in my eyes, and you go, I'm not going to force you to do anything. But the least I can do is take away your stress and take away everything that happened to the point where you sleep good. I think you deserve that. I tell you, I can't disagree with you with that. Because I wouldn't like that. So you go in the bathroom and you turn on the light. And you tell me to make myself comfortable. And you start drawing a bath. And still I'm thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing? I just met this guy. What am I doing? But the alcohol's kind of making me go, huh, who cares? He's cute and he's hot and we need this. The wonders of alcohol. So I take some things out of my bag and I take the robe out of the closet and I put it on, trying to get more comfy, but it's not working. And you walk back in the room from the bathroom and you go, you look a lot more comfortable. And I tell you, yeah, a little bit, but it's not really doing anything. So you walk up to me and press my body against yours. You look at me right in the eye and you say, all you have to do is let go. All you have to do is not think. Just let me take it all away. And I tell you, okay. So we go into the bathroom. You take off your clothes. And the minute I'm still wondering, what am I doing? And you just go, shh. You can trust me. And I look at you and you say, I'm not going to do anything bad. Trust me. So you walk up to me and you untie my robe and it falls off me. And you bring me to you and you just feel up and down my back. You put my head on your shoulders and then you guide me into the bath. And I sit resting against your chest. And you just let the warm water fall over my body, on my arms, on my breasts. Brings them up to my neck, caress my face. And I can start feeling it all melt away. And I start to lean back against you more. I start to sigh because it just feels so good. And you tell me all you gotta do is relax. Just let it go. Just breathe. And I feel myself sinking even more and even more. And then we get done with the bath and you wrap me up in a towel. Then we walk over to the bed and you put a towel down and I lay down on it on my stomach and you get some lotion out of my bag. You warm it up between your hands and put it on my body and you slowly start to massage my aching muscles. It hurts a little bit, but it feels good at the same time. And I just lay there and moan. You go from my shoulders to my neck, down my back, my ass, my legs, my feet, my hands, my head. And I feel like I'm a puddle. And then you tell me to turn over. And you do the same. My neck, my shoulders, my arms, my breast, my stomach, my pelvis, and I can't help for it to start to jerk up and down. Because massages turn me on. Then you do my legs and my feet. And by that time, I'm so sunk in the bed that I feel like I could fall asleep. And you look at me and you say, there's one other thing I could do. If you want me to do that, I can. And if you don't want it, it's okay. And I tell you what. And you say, I want to help you come. And I say, how? And you say, I want to put two fingers deep inside you to hit your G-spot. And I'll start rubbing it slow in the robot faster and faster and faster until you are coating my fingers with your juices. And I won't stop until you can't take anymore. The way every ounce of tension is gone from your body. And afterward, I'll cover you up, pull you to me, and I'll hold you tight as you sleep. And I know my hand. And I feel your fingers under me. And I feel you hit my G-spot. And I feel you start slow and start building. And I just let go. My back arches, my mouth gets dry, my toes curl, I shake, and I can't stop. It's like a wave, and it keeps hitting me over and over and over and over again, to the point where I can't even anymore. And my pussy's so sensitive, it won't even take any more touch. And you slowly take your fingers out. You place your palm over my pussy and you just say shh. And you take your free hand and you stroke up and down my body, slightly pinching my nipples. You take the cover, you put it over me, you cover yourself up and you pull me to you. If your arms are so tight, and you kiss the back of my neck, you say, I'm not gonna go anywhere. I'll hold you all night. In the morning, we'll have to part ways. But I'm not gonna leave you. Then I tell you, I don't want you to go. And we slowly drift off to sleep.